Supporters of abortion rights in Arizona are vowing to take their fight to voters in November after the state Supreme Court issued that major ruling yesterday that revives an 1860s law from the territorial legislature that will ban almost all abortions without exceptions for rape or incest.
The state's Attorney General Chris May is a Democrat, said yesterday that she won't enforce a law that would punish doctors with prison.
Let me be completely clear. As long as I am Attorney General of the state of Arizona, no woman or doctor will be prosecuted under this draconian law.
As Deepa mentioned, outraged Democrats are rallying behind a ballot measure in November that would enshrine the right to abortion in the state constitution. The ruling essentially made irrelevant a 2022 state law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. And even some of the most conservative Republicans in Arizona now say the court got it wrong. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, was at the state capitol in Phoenix yesterday. Peter, crucial battleground state. What are you hearing there from Republicans?
Well, look, this is Arizona. There are plenty of people here who support the strictest possible abortion laws. But you have to note that there are some Republicans who are evolving pretty quickly here. Democrats would say they're flip-flopping. About an hour after the ruling came down yesterday, I was at the state capitol. I spoke with David Cook, who's by all accounts a very conservative Republican at the state house. He told me he's concerned that Republicans are getting too involved in people's lives. Here's a few minutes from our conversation.
We do want to protect life. Life is valuable to us. However, when does it not become our decision to make? Are we going to pick and choose which decisions to make for everybody? I will always fight for the right to life. But at some point in time, people have to make their own personal decisions and choices.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, the Civil War era law that does not make an exception for rape or incest is not one that you support.
Yes, it needs to be changed. That's just a bridge too far for me. You know, women, they are intelligent, they are smart. If they're all of those things, how can they not be given the ability to also make decisions for themselves?
So help me understand, there are two competing laws here in this case. One that much more recently passed, a 15-week ban. Legislatively, how do you make that the priority, the one that takes effect?
Well, I think that's what we have been waiting on both sides of the aisles. I know as a Republican, I've been waiting on to see what they were going to determine. So I thought if there was a later law that had been passed and signed into law, then why were they even looking at the earlier law? Because if you can't go back and change these things, then it would be probably illegal to eat a hamburger walking backwards down the sidewalk. Could still be illegal, right? I mean, that's the kind of laws that were on the books back then. So we need to come together as a caucus, number one, Republicans, find out what we want to do here and where we want to go on this issue. But it does need to be addressed once and for all and to be fixed.
What about the fact that there's this initiative that's very likely to be on the ballot in November? Do you think this ruling might motivate Democrats, independents, and even moderate Republicans to vote in favor of enshrining the right to an abortion in the Constitution?
I don't think that you have to label them as Democrats or independents or Republicans. I'm going to say, what if they don't vote at all? I think that it is going to motivate all women at some level to finally say, remember, like, I think when this was put into law, women weren't allowed to vote. So it could drive voter registration for those that aren't in those categories today. But I think you're going to see a movement of them saying enough is enough and there should be a balance. And I think the 15-week abortion ban is one of those balances of that. No one wants to kill a baby, I don't think. No one wants to do the wrong thing. These are decisions that should be made with those closest to it and their clergy and their doctors. And it's a private decision, and I don't like making it a public one.
Many of those women you referenced might also say that 15 weeks is too strict, that it takes away their right to choose, make their own choices about their body and their lives. What would you say to that?
I think that that's what I mean. There's a balance there because I think many women are going to say that 1 week would be too much, right? There has to be a common ground. And I think having those discussions, we should have been having those discussions earlier on. I hope the Speaker and the Senate President come up with a plan that's not too far to the right, but not, you know, and that we can find some common ground and we can get something done and put it on the governor's desk and kind of put this all to bed. Because like you said, that ballot initiative is going to cost millions of dollars. It'll be another issue in our election cycle. And really, I wish all the people would just focus on the candidates and not the ballot initiatives.
Coming up to your office, I was walking through the grounds of the Capitol. I heard the Attorney General, who was holding a press conference, say she would not prosecute women and she would not prosecute doctors. Sounds like you agree.
I agree. I said it. I'm not for putting women in jail or doctors in jail for doing their decision-making process, or a doctor for giving health care to someone that is asking for it. I believe they took an oath to provide the best medical care for the individual, the patient they possibly can. And so now what politics and the law has done is put them in a bind.
So Peter O'Dowd, in the moment yesterday with Arizona Republican state lawmaker David Cook, a ballot vote in November, what happens now?
Well, right now, the 15-week ban is the law in Arizona. It's going to take probably up to 60 days until the 1860s law goes into effect officially, but it might not. You know, as we just heard, there are lawmakers there wondering whether or not there's enough support to fix the law or to repeal that territorial law in the legislature.
Yep. Well, here now is Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix. We'll be watching. Thank you.
Thank you.